The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
All right, give us this immigration football, Adam Gilchrist. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Well, immigration, or I suppose the perception of too much immigration, that's what we're really talking about, was such a hot potato leading to our referendum decision to leave the European Union, and it's getting a little hotter, I suppose. There's certainly a new slant, though, on immigration, because one of the contenders for Prime Minister, Andrea Leadsom, says all 2 million EU citizens who are in the UK currently should have the right to stay, and that during the bargaining for Britain's exit deal, they should not be bargaining chips. To some extent, the other side, Philip Hammond, who's in cahoots with Theresa May, has said, well, yes, they are kind of bargaining chips because we need our own guarantees about the 1.2 million British citizens who are living in Europe. Mm. So we can't just say, yeah, 2 million can stay, and then we find that 1.2 million Brits are deported or something. And, of course, with both sets of citizens, there are also all those expensive questions about medical insurance, education, home ownership, workers' rights, benefits, pensions, and so forth. And Andrea Leadsom, who is still a little bit unknown. I mean, she's the real dark horse on the rails. But in the latest opinion poll, she's ahead, which is extraordinary. In sort of 48 hours, it's really turned round.
But when you make a decision like this, the devil is always in the detail, Adam.
That's true.
Now, the ambulance then, drug smugglers.
Do voters have any time for detail, of course?
No.
Yeah, this is interesting. 6 men jailed for 94 years between them. I have to say, this is one of the most audacious drug smuggling operations that we've ever seen here. The six were smuggling in heroin, cocaine and ecstasy in a fleet of fake ambulances. They'd even hired fake medics and fake patients to come over from the Netherlands, and stashed in the ambulances were Class A drugs that were hidden behind the panels and under the floorboards and stuff. And when they were caught, obviously it was one ambulance that suddenly sort of pricked customs and ultimately the National Crime Agency. And when they were caught, they had £40 million worth of drugs on board. But the estimate is that they had made 45 trips with these various ambulances in a little over a year and had smuggled in 4.5 tons of heroin and cocaine worth about £1.5 billion, $2.5 billion. That's enormous. And thank goodness they got them, because if they can do that in a year, what could they have done in 10?
How extravagant. An unbelievable story. And two high-profile resignations.
Yeah, quitting is the in thing, it seems, Chris. If in doubt, walk away. And today, the wild man of British politics, Nigel Farage, did it. He is standing down from the UK Independence Party, having fired a couple of final shots in the European Parliament, you understand. But also, the wild, ginger-haired, squeaky-voiced Chris Evans, he's resigning as well from Top Gear, which is apparently the world's most watched factual show, the British version of Top Gear at any rate. So to borrow from a tweet I saw earlier, that makes 5 spicy resignations in 10 days, because Chris Evans is ginger spice, Nigel Farage is scary spice, not forgetting the England football manager Roy Hodgson, who's sporty spice, David Cameron, of course, who's posh spice, and Boris Johnson, who's baby spice.
Very, very good, Adam. You could never outdo that. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, Chris.
Adam Gilchrist.